Do you love fun facts? Late night Wikipedia rabbit holes? I'm Jesse Carmen, and this is the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast, where we talk all things curious. Every Friday, we'll explore strange happenings, the unexplained, current events, and more. I'll see you on the inside.
Hi, hello. Welcome back to the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast. You thought I had abandoned you again, but actually, I just took a week off because of Christmas. I'm back, and guess what we're talking about today? I don't think you can guess. I'll let you have a second. Okay, we're talking about the Postal Service. The reason we're talking about the Postal Service is because I was thinking about how much work delivery drivers and, like, delivery people are having to do during the holidays, as I was thinking about whether or not I was going to do episode holiday week, and I decided not to because I didn't feel like it. Anyway, we're talking about the U.S. Postal Service. We are talking about USPS. I want to start off by saying I love the Postal Service. I know they can be slow and, like, shit happens, but, like, I think a lot of people really don't get that, like, we wouldn't function without the Postal Service. They are essential. They are so necessary. So I thought we would highlight some of the wonderful things about the U.S. Postal Service. So the first thing I want to talk about is just how old USPS, the United States, is. The post office, U.S. mail, all that, same thing. I have Wikipedia open right now. Also, so the USPS dates all the way back to 1775 of the Second Continental Congress. So this is, like, way back in the day when they're, like, gearing up to sign the Declaration of Independence. And they appointed Benjamin Franklin as Postmaster General, the first Postmaster General ever. And he had done, like, similar post office-y stuff for when the colonies were colonies. And the post office was created officially as an entire department of the government all its own in 1792 in an act called the Postal Service Act. So the post office in the United States is, like, old as fuck. This is an old institution that I think is steeped in mystery and intrigue and tradition. It's actually a cabinet-level department, so, like, that means the president has a cabinet about this department, which means I think it's technically part of the executive branch, which is interesting to think about. The post office doesn't make a lot of money. Bad income. Not great, but it's an essential service that's, like, super, super important. The post office has a monopoly on delivery here in the U.S., and it's under what we call a universal service obligation, which means that, like, everything has to be uniform across all of the states, like, everywhere. So, like, the service and the prices have to be equal. Like, the price to mail something the same distance under the same conditions cannot be different in one place or another. Obviously, like, the price to mail something to New York from Colorado is going to be different than the price to mail something to New York from California because it's traveling longer, but it all has to be, like, equal. And it's, like, they have access to all the letterboxes, all the mailboxes. The Post Service has access to, like, things that you wouldn't even think about, although they are, you know, competing with Amazon, FedEx, UPS, but Postal Service. Some fun facts about the Postal Service is that it has a whole clause in the U.S. Constitution called the Postal Clause. I think that's kind of cool. this is going to sound so silly, but this is, like, my favorite government institution. I love the Postal Service. It's independent. It's an independent agency, and it is part of the executive branch. I just double-checked Wikipedia. I was right. It's part of the executive branch. And some more fun facts about the Postal Service is that it has 653,000 current employees as of 2021. That's kind of cool. That's a lot of people employed. And they're always hiring, too. So if you need a job, like, consider the Postal Service, because it's a government job. I'm sure you'd get, like, some benefits and shit. And I think it's cool. The Postal Service has, like, a pretty intense, like, history dating, you know, it dates all the way back to, like, colonial times, and colonization is another conversation that we might have on this podcast at another time. There were a lot of bad things. The world was a different place. Things were pretty bad for most people, unless you were like an upper class white guy. And I know that that's kind of how it is a little bit now also, but this is on like a whole other level. So I think it's really cool that the post service has like expanded and changed with the times and like continued to be a key part of American government and of like everything that we do. It's so essential, it's so important. I know we call it like snail mail and we send emails and we do other shit, but imagine what would happen if the post service went away. Anyway, but like imagine, I don't think you even know how bad things would be if the post service just went like poof, gone, no more post, no post on any days. It would be disastrous. This might be a short episode. I'm just gushing over postal workers. I love postal workers. So there are some that are shitty and like are rough with your packages, but when you think about how many like people's hands have touched your packages and your mail, most of them are actually like really good, and they want you to get your fucking shit. They want you to get your mail, and I think that's beautiful. I'm really passionate about this. This is a very strong opinion that I hold. Anyway, in 1970, starting on March 18th, a bunch of postal workers in New York City actually had a strike against the government. And they specifically cited the civil rights movement as what, like, they used as, like, a model. They modeled themselves after civil rights, and they watched civil rights work, and they were like, we're going to strike. And it actually, like, expanded outside of New York City and included over 210,000 post department workers across the whole country, and it's very cool. And it actually did end up giving them unions and forcing the government to negotiate new contracts with the unions, and like Nixon even passed a whole act about reorganizing the postal service. So we're gonna get a little political here. That just goes to show strikes work. It's almost like unions and strikes are important. Who would have thought? Anyway, yeah, the Postal Service has a very rich history. So something else to remember is that by geography and volume, the U.S. Postal Service is actually the world's largest postal service, like, system ever. Because of the ground that it covers and all of the places it goes, like, you can get mail pretty much anywhere in this country, which is not really the case in other countries. According to this one Wikipedia source, the postal system in the U.S. delivers 47% of all the mail in the world. 47% mail of that mail is delivered here with the USPS. And then you have to think about all the things we're getting delivered with UPS and FedEx and Amazon. Like, that's a lot of fucking mail that they're delivering. That's crazy. According to the same Wikipedia article, they deliver 128.8 billion pieces of mail to 163 million different, like, delivery spots and packages. They deliver Monday through Saturday, as required by an act that was passed this year, and Sundays get priority mail only, and, like, Amazon, if they're doing something with Amazon. But they deliver on holidays, they do stuff. And the reason that we're talking about the Postal Service today is because the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas is the busiest time for the U.S. Postal Service. Like, this is crazy, crazy busy time. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about how hard they're working. Apparently in 2018, during the Thanksgiving to Christmas rush, they delivered 900 million packages. And that's on top of all the regular mail that still has to, not on top, that's including all the regular mail that still has to go out. I'm not gonna edit that. I'm leaving that as is, and I'm gonna leave this too, because sometimes we get too excited and we say the wrong stuff. That's okay. But I don't know. It's the largest civilian vehicle fleet in the world. Like, the Postal Service is just, I don't know if y'all understand, it's huge, it's insane, and it's like a massive operation, and it's so important and so essential. I know that I sound so silly, but it's so important. It is the largest civilian vehicle fleet, one of the largest in the world. That's crazy. One thing you might hear about the Postal Service is that it's not very profitable. It's because it's really not. It's really not super profitable. There's less mail now than there once was because of email and texting and like letters, but there's a bunch of packages, so there's that. But yeah, the Postal Service has debt, and like people talk about how it's not very profitable, but that's because it's not supposed to be a business. It's supposed to be a service. It's an essential service that is provided to us by the government, by the executive branch, right? Like, it's not supposed to make money. And I think that's something that, I might get a little bit political again, but that's something that I get caught up on, is not everything needs to make revenue. Not everything needs to make money. Some things just need to be. And the Postal Service is one of those things. Our country would break the fuck down without the Postal Service. Something else we can talk about with the Postal Service is voting by mail. I live in Colorado, where voting by mail has been legal for like many years. I have always voted by mail ever since my first election, and I turned 18 on election year, so that was kind of cool. But this is also political. I'm in a political mood. The Postal Service gets me political. But mail-in voting is pretty safe, y'all. Like, in Colorado, it actually decreased incidence of voter fraud, which when they first instituted it, which is really cool. But the Postal Service also has to handle your mail-in ballots. The Postal Service is essential to voting. The Postal Service is, I have a lot of feelings about this. I just really like the USPS. I understand they have a postal monopoly, but I think with UPS and FedEx and like DHL, that it's more of an oligopoly, personally. And if they have a monopoly, it's because they're a government, they're an independent agency, but they're also part of the executive branch, and I find that a little bit confusing. But hey, whatever. I love having a zip code. I don't know. I love writing letters. I love writing addresses on things. I don't have a whole lot else to say that's like, we could talk about stamps, but I don't really know if I want to go down a stamps rabbit hole right now. I just wanted to talk about the U.S. Postal Service and how much I love it and how essential I think it is to being a person. So this was a short one, but that is the whole episode, my friends. Thank you for going on this little USPS ride with me. And rate, review, like, subscribe, or else. And I'll see you on the inside.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.